Tubi Original. Text, Mar Vista. Entertainment. Penalty Vox. Mar Vista Entertainment presents. A young woman is running. A man runs next to her. It's Elysium and Chris. She smiles. The two are actually running down a street. She sprints ahead of him. She stops first.
Elysium talks to the finish line. And the crowd goes wild.
Not fair. You had more steam to blow. I stopped going all the way back to the dorm.
Oh, excuses, excuses.
I gotta go. I have a hot date in 20 minutes.
I love the boys can get ready in 20 minutes. And I thought you and Jonathan broke up.
We did.
Like, 3 days ago.
Hey, time moves quick. And who knows, this one could be the love of my life. Like you and Damien.
Yeah, not the love of my life. Better hurry, unless you want to be late.
Ooh, right. Rematch, tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Okay, if you want to lose.
Chris points at her and runs off. Elysium runs in the other direction. She jogs past the house and looks at it. She runs up a street at sunrise. She runs through a gate. A man in a hood comes around behind her. She knocks on the door. The man runs up and grabs her from behind. Her father comes out to help. The hooded man runs off. Her father chases him. He grabs the man. The man pulls out a gun and shoots the father in the neck. He's holding his neck. She crawls over towards him. The hooded man runs off.
Somebody help! Somebody help! Somebody help! Somebody help!
Deadly Dilf. Text, 6 months later.
But I need to be heard. What made you laugh now only makes you.
Elysium is sitting on the back porch listening to music in her earbuds.
Seems so absurd and it hurts.
A woman walks up and sits down.
You didn't tell me you were leaving, hon.
Oh, sorry. I needed to run. I'm fine. Seriously. I'm fine, Aunt Kendra.
Kendra nods.
I gotta start again sometime. Why not today? By the way, did they sell the house next door?
Finally. A new family's moving in.
Kendra stands up and looks.
I just hope they're quiet.
Okay.
Dang, that boy got stickers all in the back of this window.
He will not stop doing that. So this one's going to the living room. You okay?
Yep.
Tori hands Uncle Jake a box. They're unloading a Jeep.
Yeah, I think that's the last of them.
Tori grabs a box out of the front seat. They walk towards the house.
This would have taken all weekend without your help.
See, you think I'm being nice, but I missed leg day yesterday. This is all just a ploy to get a workout in.
Hey, baby!
Well, you know, this would have gone even faster if your
brother... Rio and his son Gunner run outside with a football.
Might be a lost cause.
That sounds about right to me.
You can just set those down on the couch.
Jake carries the two boxes into the house.
Hey, Dad, watch out.
Oh, all the way?
Gunner throws a football across a swimming pool and his dad catches it.
Daddy, though. I got the throw.
You ain't showed me that yet. Your husband really is just a big kid, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's why I fell in love with him. How about, whoo, do those boys keep me on my toes?
She watches them out the window.
They're lucky to have you.
What? I'm sorry,
sorry, did I hear that correctly? They're lucky to have me?
Look, I know I wasn't exactly your number one fan in the beginning. Okay, I was a jerk. But he's my brother, and his last breakup with Gunner's mom was rough. You know, I didn't want to see him go through that again.
Jake walks over to the window and watches them.
Now he seems...
happy?
Yeah. And I haven't seen him this happy in a long time.
They both look outside.
You're good for him, Tori. I mean that.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, they're good for me, too. Exhausting, but good.
Come on, son.
Gunner throws the football. This time it lands in the pool.
All right, well, I gotta jet to a training session.
Don't forget to grab yourself some beer for after your workout. You know I got you.
If you think you can buy your way into my heart with some beer, you're 100% correct.
He walks past her.
Gentlemen, I'm out of here.
Come on, Uncle Jake.
Yeah, Uncle Jake, stay.
Sorry, nephew.
Jake shakes hands with Gunner.
See you, Uncle Jake.
Oh, I got it.
Well, thanks for the help, bro.
Watch out, white ball, white belt.
Anytime, you know that.
Same time tomorrow.
10 a.m., baby.
All right.
Jake later, points at Rio.
All right, son. I'm open.
Gunner throws his dad the football. Tori is watching from the kitchen.
All right, you two. I officially need your help inside the house. Come on, let's go.
Baby, we're in the middle of a game. Some serious business.
Rio throws the football.
Okay, all right, fine. 5 more minutes. But then I'm coming back to tackle both of you.
All right, another one. You missed that one.
Rio points in the air. Gunner throws the ball. It goes over the fence into the next yard.
Okay, that's a penalty, so the game's over. I raise you inside.
Huh? Yep, I got it. Yep.
They run inside the house. Jake is walking outside. He's carrying a beer. Alisham is carrying the football.
Hey. I think I have something that belongs to you.
Oh, sorry. Wrong guy. That's Gunner's. No, I'm just the uncle.
Fell into my yard. I assumed it was yours. Where might I find this Gunner?
He's about 4 feet tall and on a 5th grade reading level.
Noted.
I gotta run. Nice meeting.
You too.
She walks off. He stares at her.
She's it.
Rio picks up Gunner in the kitchen.
Hey, you threw the ball over the fence.
Well, gentle, please. Hey, bud, you want to take this up to your room?
Yeah,
catch your breath.
Gunner grabs the box. He turns around and carries it.
You know,
he sets it back down.
Since I have 2 rooms now, one at my mom's and one here, that probably means I should have 2 gaming setups too.
Nice try, but nah.
It was worth a shot.
Elysium sets down a sports drink on the front porch.
I'll get it.
Gunner goes to the door. Rio kisses Tori.
I think he's lit.
He does. He is your son. You look 4 feet tall. Are you in 5th grade?
Yeah. That
must be Gunner.
Hi.
This is yours. Fell into my...
She hands him the football.
Yeah, that was me. I'm pretty strong, so...
Pretty strong?
Yep. Want to see if you can throw it farther?
Gunner, who are you talking to? Hold on a second. Okay. I'll be right back. Right.
He kisses Tori twice, walks towards the front door. She catches the ball. Rio comes outside.
Oh. Hi. I'm Rio. We just moved in. That's my son.
Yeah, Gunner, we met. I was just returning the football.
Rio, honey? Who's at the door?
Tori starts to walk out of the kitchen.
Rio? Baby, who's at the door?
It's our new next-door neighbor. Honey, this is
Elysium. Hi. I'm Tori. Nice to meet you. It's Elysium?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, it's Greek. It means heaven.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Rio walks up, puts his arm around Tori.
Well, I better run. I have track practice. Oh, so. You're an athlete. Of course, that explains the outfit and the water bottle. I'm on scholarship at Trammell for the 100-meter dash.
I ran at Trammell State, too.
No way. Really?
but it was long distance.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I'm trying to finish my courses so I can double major kinesiology and business. I want to open my own physical therapy practice, so.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Well, if you ever need any pointers, come on over. I own a gym. I mean, we own a gym. We just opened up over on Bull Street. You'll have to come by sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. And likewise, if you ever need a cup of sugar or help with the social media for the gym, I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, great.
Hey.
A car pulls up and parks.
Good, Tofty.
Shut up, Damien.
Oh, am I interrupting?
You definitely are.
All right, well, call me when you get home, sexy.
Damien drives off in his hot rod.
Sorry about that.
Is that your boyfriend?
Nope, it absolutely is not.
Well, I gotta go. Can't forget this.
She reaches over and grabs her water bottle. Rio is checking her out. They make eye contact. They both grab the water bottle at the same time and touch hands. Stares at him.
Yeah, hydration is the key to muscle recovery.
He points at her.
Bye, Gunner.
She walks off.
Bye, Legion.
Nice to meet you.
Gun, it's going.
Alicia walks down the sidewalk. She's staring at Rio as she goes. The family comes in the house.
Sit down really quick.
Gunner sits on the stairs. Rio sits next to him. Tori walks over.
Look, I know you're being friendly, but you gotta be more careful opening the doors for strangers. Okay?
Well, don't scare him, Rio.
Speaking of strangers, Dad, our house is safe, right?
Of course it is.
Yeah, hey, why are you asking?
I heard my mom talking on the phone. She said there was some bad guy in our new neighborhood.
Son, there are no bad guys in this neighborhood. You are safe.
Yeah. And you know what? Even if there were, that's why we're here. To protect you, right?
Well, thank you. I'll be going to my room now.
All right, give me some.
Gunner stands up.
Hey.
He goes up the steps.
Do your homework, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Great, now he's gonna be afraid to stay with us.
Babe, you ever forget about it in 30 seconds? I promise. Come here.
What?
What? Come here.
She leans forward and kisses him.
Alicia was sweet. She's a pretty girl.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm.
Hydration is the key to muscle recovery.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll give you something to stare at.
She kisses him again.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah?
Tori and I are going to go make the bed.
Okay.
All right.
The two walk upstairs. Aunt Kendra is looking out the window in her kitchen. She's cutting some bread. Alicia walks in.
PB&J, no crust.
I'm not five, Aunt Kendra.
Oh, hush. That's the only thing your dad ever really learned to make. And you'll always be my baby.
Thank you.
Intro to business management. That's some dry reading for a Saturday morning.
I'm just trying to get a head start. I gotta keep my 4.0 if it kills me.
Oh, so determined. Just like your pops.
Kendra opens the refrigerator.
So is Damien coming over for dinner tonight?
Put some stuff away.
I was thinking about ordering out if... Oh, trouble in paradise?
We broke up like a week ago, or so I thought, but he's not getting it.
Poor guy.
I'm done with college boys, to be honest.
Well, spoiler. Not much changes with age. They do get better looking, though. I'm going to hit a few.
Okay.
Enjoy your
practice. Kendra kisses her forehead.
And text me
when I get there, I know.
All right.
Love you.
Mm, love you too, girl.
Kendra leaves the kitchen. Alicia flips through her book.
Come back, babe. Fixing the shower.
Rio is outside fixing an outdoor shower. Alicia walks over. She goes to the fence. She boosts herself up and looks over the fence. She watches Rio. He wipes his brow. He turns on the shower.
All right.
She's watching him. His shirt gets wet. He pulls on his shirt. He takes it off. He steps under the shower. Alicia is watching him. She stares at him over the top of the fence. He looks up and sees her.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sneak up on you.
Chris taps her on the back.
I was just,
being a little creep?
I was not being a little creep.
What are you looking at?
Chris jumps up, looks over the fence.
Forget practice, who is that?
That is my new next door neighbor. He just moved in with his family.
Okay, well, your neighbor's a dilf.
He's getting
dirty. Oh, he's getting naked in his backyard looking like that. He's basically writing his own porno.
He does not know how to fix that thing.
Whoa! Oh!
Rio looks over. The two of them jump back down.
Someone there?
Alicia and Chris look again. Rio spots them. He smiles.
So hold on. You're telling me that I'm just not posting enough?
Yeah, so your content is great. It's just consistency is key to building up momentum and obviously your audience.
Oh God, starting a business on your own is so exhausting. Don't ever do it.
I thought you and Rio were doing it together.
Alicia's talking to Tori outside at night by a fire.
Yes. Sometimes, honestly, we're still working on that. You know what? Here, let me send you some money for your help.
Oh my gosh, no, stop.
Hey, from one businesswoman to another, don't ever let anyone use your services for free.
I appreciate it. Actually, what I could really use is just a place other than the school gym to work out in. I don't think they've updated that place since, like, the 80s.
Oh. Oh, well, that's easy. I'll just put your name in at the front desk. Yeah, come whenever you want.
Thank you.
No charge.
Thank you, Tori.
Of course.
I was honestly, like, nervous to ask you.
Why? It's just me. Don't be scared. I got you. It's no big deal.
Thank you.
I promise.
Tori sips some wine.
Mm. Do you want a refill?
I'm okay.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Tori gets up.
I'll tell you how Rio and I met.
Girl, it's a story. I'm excited.
Tori walks into the house. Alicia picks up Tori's phone. She sets it back down after looking at it. Alicia's lying in bed on her back. She's tossing and turning. She's having a flashback. She's dressed in black at a mausoleum. She looks up. She sees her bleeding father. He comes to the door, looks down at her. The hooded man is behind her. It's Rio under the hood. Her father touches her face. Her father falls away backward, reaching for her. Rio and Elysium turn. The door closes. Elysium wakes up.
Elysium?
Kendra walks in.
Elysium?
Kendra sits down next to her and hugs her.
He's not here, is he?
No. No. He's gone.
I just want to feel safe.
I know, I know, I know.
Kendra rocks Elysium in her arms.
Rio!
Well,
Elysium walks down some steps.
The same thing as you.
Oh, were you teaching the class or taking it?
All right, all right. Get all those old guy jokes out of your system.
She walks with Rio.
Due to unforeseen life circumstances, I am still working on my bachelor's degree at the age of 30.
They're on campus.
They're never.
Well, let's hope so, my lady, because you are looking at the oldest sophomore that Tremel State has ever seen. I know. I checked.
I'm on.
Well, I hope you have a knack for business management and marketing, because...
I know as much about that as you do about installing sprinklers, so you can have my homework whenever.
She turns and walks away. People are stretching and working out on the football field.
In my business class.
Chris does a handstand.
Oh my gosh, the Dilf? Was he naked?
Stop calling him that, and no, he was not naked.
The Dilf's taking sophomore-level classes. That's, pretty bleak.
He's finishing school to provide for his family.
Ooh, I didn't realize we were dealing with Mother Teresa.
I just think he's a good guy, that's all.
Uh-oh. Does someone have a crush on their next-door Dilf?
I told you to stop calling him that.
She kicks at him.
You can't tell me what to do.
Hey, guys, how about a little less chatting and more stretching?
Coach walks up.
Mr. Jacobs, please, go rejoin the boys.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, everybody, a couple of reminders. We're going to have no more two-a-days on the weekends when we have a meet. You're not giving yourselves enough time to recover. Also, new competition rule. One drug test per week during the season. Okay, sound good? All right. Let's go. Hustle out. Move it, move it.
The group starts to run. A man punches a punching bag.
It was a wild night. Took her to this restaurant.
Jake and Rio walk into the gym.
Nice, but probably won't see her there.
All right now, Jake, don't you hurt my husband.
Tori walks by with a friend.
He didn't have a first date with every woman in Los Angeles. Market research, Rio. You should know a thing about that, right?
Rio puts on boxing gloves.
So how was my baby brother's first day at school?
First off, I'm older than you. You know, second off, school is school, right?
I don't know. My wife was paying my way. I might find a way to smile about it.
Yeah, because that's what every man wants, a student loan from the woman they love.
Oh, look at you, little cute little sugar baby.
They start to bounce around in the boxing ring.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Tori's at her computer.
Come on now, you know.
You boys finished fighting?
Right here. Hey, he started. What are you doing?
Rio and Jake walk up.
Hotel for the trade show.
All right, when is that again?
Baby, I've told you this a million times. I really hate it when you don't listen to me. It's next weekend. And as for you, I'm setting up a double date for us this Friday with my friend Rachel.
And another one.
What?
Nothing. Friday sounds good.
I don't know how your mother put up with the two of you.
I hope you let that girl know it's only going to be a one-off. See, that's the problem.
All right, we got to go.
Love you.
Rio kisses Tori.
Hurry up. You should try. That's why you're buying lunch, too. That's fine.
The two men walk out.
That's fine.
Back on campus, Elysium's looking at a display case. She sees a photograph of Rio.
There he is. Wow, it feels like a whole nother lifetime.
Look at those short shorts. Triathlon king of Tremel State. What happened?
Rio looks
my mom
in.
I got sick my sophomore year, and Jake was just really too young to help, so I left school to take care of her.
Wow. You're a good person, and you look good. That's annoying.
You're the one to talk. Anyway, so my ex and I got pregnant with Gunner.
So school took a backseat again. Now here we are.
Oh, so Tori's not Gunnar's mom.
Mm-mm. She and I met at a workout class.
Well, I have an idea.
What?
Come. Come with me. Let's see if you still got what it takes.
She grabs his hand. They walk off.
And Rio comes up to the starting line.
They walk into a hallway.
I'm so
She
serious.
Sets down her backpack. He sets down his backpack.
Get set.
They lean down into a running start position. She starts first. She runs ahead and stops.
I won. Embarrassing for you.
You cheated.
I did not cheat.
You cheated.
Okay, if that makes you feel better.
They both get a drink of water. They lean down at a drinking fountain. He looks up at her and smiles.
Such a cheater.
You're such a sore loser.
He points at her.
Sore loser.
They touch hands. They stare into each other's eyes.
Oh, hello.
Chris comes around the corner.
Hi, Chris. We were just...
studying?
Yes.
Hey.
This is Chris. Chris, Rio, Chris. Neighbor, best friend.
Hey, it's nice
Chris and Rio shake hands.
Hey, I've got to run. I've got to grab Gunnar from school, but it's nice to meet you.
Yeah,
you too. I'll see you around.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, bye.
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 See you guys.
Rio walks off.
Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
You were going to say something.
You're a cheater. You're a cheater.
Elysium pushes Chris through a doorway. Tori comes to the front door.
Hey, Elysium. Oh, look at you all dressed up to babysit.
I like that skirt.
Elysium walks in.
Before this, I didn't have time to change.
Rio comes down the stairs.
Hey, so he can have a snack later, but no sugar after 8 p.m.
Yes. And his mother will be here at 8:30 to take him for the weekend. Here's her number just in case. Her name is pronounced Mira, not Mayra. She will correct you. You've been warned. Oh, and in case you need it, there's a key under the frog out front.
Oh, you should not leave a key under there. There was just a home invasion a little while back, so.
Oh. You know what? You're right. I'll just give you the code. It's 8653. Got that?
Yeah,
great.
It's fine, babe. We gotta go.
Okay. Hey, don't mention anything to Gunnar about the break-in, and he gets a little nervous about that kind of stuff. Thank you.
Gunnar looks up.
You remember our next-door neighbor, Elysium, right? She's going to be babysitting you.
Yeah.
Elysium walks over and sits down on the couch.
Thanks again, Elysium. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Mrs. Logan.
All right, y'all have fun.
You too.
You babysit.
That looks hard. Okay. Oh, my baby. By any chance, are you, like, I don't know, afraid of spiders?
I don't think so. Why?
Because one is attacking me right now.
He releases a toy spider on the table. It crawls around.
Oh, you thought that was funny, huh? I'm gonna get you.
I would never think it was funny.
She chases him.
I'm out of here. I gotta show you something. Close your eyes.
Okay. Gunnar pulls her into an office.
Okay, as long as it's not another spider.
I stay right there.
Okay.
He stops. She's covering her eyes with her hand.
Can you give me a hint?
It's a box.
Box?
Yep, it's a box. This, yep, that's where it is.
He opens the small lockbox. She's still covering her eyes.
Inside the box.
It's inside a box.
Okay, open your eyes now.
She looks down.
Boom!
Gunnar, is that
that's
real?
So cool. Yeah,
no. It's
a gun.
Give me the key. How do
she
you close
closes
this?
The little metal box.
Close it.
He locks it.
Hey, I'm sorry.
How did you even know where to find this?
My dad told me.
No.
This is not funny.
She locks the little box.
I'm sorry.
Where does this key go?
There.
The key goes in a lamp.
Let's go.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not mad. You just...
I'm not playing with that. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
They walk out of the office. Elysium reaches back and closes the office door. They're outside by the pool playing with gigantic boxing gloves.
Are you guys out here to doorbell?
I've been out there forever.
Oh, sorry. Rio said we wouldn't be expecting you till like 8:30.
Well, Rio often gets his commitments confused.
I'm Alicia, I'm the babysitter.
Mira, the mom.
Mira shakes hands.
Come on, buddy. Go get your stuff.
But we just started playing.
Well, you can play with her another day.
Okay, then can't you watch me at our house sometimes? Please?
We'll see about that. Come on, wrap your stuff.
Okay.
So, where did Rio find you? The gym?
No, I live next door. We throw the football around sometimes.
Oh, well, that's a great way to get him to like you.
He likes me now. He was 15 minutes away from getting denied ice cream, so.
I appreciate that. You know, sugar after 8 p.m.
is a parent's worst nightmare. I would not do that to you.
Thank you.
Are you ready, G?
Yeah, hold on. Coming down now. Bye, Legion.
Bye, Gunner.
They hug a little
Thank
bit.
You. Nice to meet you.
Mira
too.
Points at her.
Come on, baby.
Alicia's carrying the big boxing gloves. A woman at the gym stands up and answers the phone.
I'm Jen. This is Vera speaking. How may I help? Oh, hi, Jason. Yes, I'll be here for you, of course.
Rio and Tori are walking through the gym in the background.
To the airport.
Oh, no, baby, it's okay. I'd rather you use that time to go over the numbers from last month and set the schedule for next week.
Sir, yes, sir.
They're holding hands.
I'm sorry, am I doing it again?
He's pushing some rolling luggage.
I played the fifth.
Keep an eye on Farrah's end times this weekend. She's been late every day, and I told her if it happens one more time, I'm going to have to let her go.
You just focus on that trade show, and I'll handle everything else here. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I almost forgot.
She reaches into her pocket.
Here.
What is this?
It's your new debit card.
Why do I need a new debit card?
I just opened up a separate checking account for your spending money.
Spending money? Seriously, Tori?
Rio, stop. It doesn't need to be a big thing.
You just handed me a card with an allowance like I'm a teenager.
It's not like that. I'd feel better if the savings account was separate until...
Until what? I make more money?
Until I feel like the business is off the ground, Rio. I worked hard for that, and I want it protected. Baby, I didn't need it like that.
You're treating me like I'm a... Hey.
Hey, there's a call for you.
Oh.
I got it.
The employee interrupts.
Come on, baby, remember what we said.
You earn, I learn. Yes. I know. All right, you need to get out of here. I don't want you to miss your flight.
Okay.
They kiss.
I love you too. Have a good weekend.
And don't let the boys look at you.
They walk away.
Rio, quit.
Alicia is working out. She looks over her shoulder at Rio. It's nighttime outside. Note the offense shifts to the right side. Rio's drinking a beer. He stands up off the couch. The quarterback
fakes a throw left. Yeah, take him out. Sheesh. He's blocked well and tries to cut through the middle. Yep.
His phone's ringing. He grabs a beer. He sits down.
You better not be canceled.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck at work, man.
Come on, bro. The game is on. I just ordered pizza with mom's credit card.
What are you talking about? Are you drunk, man? It's like 7 p.m.
For most people, it's the weekend. All right?
Something wrong?
Not nothing I'm not used to by now.
You want
to
talk about it?
No.
He scratches his head.
It's fine. I'll see you in the morning.
Rio sets down the phone. Picks up the debit card. Flings it across the room, falls back on the couch. Elysium is running outside. A hooded figure is walking along the street. Elysium keeps running. She looks over her shoulder. A car is coming towards her. She runs past the fence towards the front of Rio's house. She knocks on the door.
Oh, okay.
Rio opens the door.
Rio, help. Hey. Somebody's chasing me.
Ooh, I don't know.
Damien walks up the sidewalk.
Oh, it's your friend. It's that guy from earlier, right?
He looks up at them and waves and then walks off.
Sorry, I thought somebody was chasing me.
Oh. Here, come in. God, he's weird.
She goes in, Rio closes the door.
How long ago did this happen?
Just before he moved in.
But they found him?
Yeah. I guess when I saw Damon tonight, I got confused. And then I'm freaked out because my aunt's away for the night.
Here you go.
He gives her a glass of water.
I think anyone in your position would have the same reaction.
It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. I mean, you lived through a tragedy. You're a strong woman.
He touches her leg.
Glad you were here.
She touches his hand.
Me too. It's getting late. I can walk you to your house.
Can I just stay here for right now? Would Tori mind?
I don't need Tori's permission. Come on, you can sleep in my bed and I'll sleep on the couch. I'll make sure you're safe.
Yeah.
She sets down the water and stands up, walks away. He takes a sip of his drink and sets it down. She goes upstairs. He follows.
Thank you for tonight. You're a good neighbor.
Well, I think I've graduated to the Frank category by now, don't you?
Bodyguard at the very least. Can you stay just until I fall asleep?
I don't know if I trust myself to do that right now. I'm gonna go.
Rio.
He starts to walk away.
Stay.
She smiles at him.
Yeah. I'm married, Alicia.
I won't tell.
She starts to unbutton his shirt. Yeah. Never would I control you, yeah. Never would I let go, yeah. Trust me so I can show you. She smiles at him. Wanna hold you, yeah. Give you my time, my day, yeah, yeah. Get on my knees and pray, yeah, yeah. Never would I get. He starts kissing her neck. Till my final days, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Girl, you know you got me, yeah. They keep trying to take me away. They're kissing. She touches his back. They never stop me, yeah. Oh, no, never stop me. Don't you know I. She rubs his body. They kiss. Show you the way. Don't you know I? Don't you know? Don't you know I would love you right? Don't you know I can do these things? Don't you know I can show you the way? He's lying behind her. The sun is shining. She rolls over. She opens her eyes. She sits up. She looks around. He's in the kitchen. She walks over and kisses him.
Hey, sorry, I'm just running late.
How are you feeling?
I'm hungover.
Maybe I can help.
Last night shouldn't have happened, Alicia.
She sits on the counter.
Tell me how you really feel.
Look, I've been sitting here replaying the whole night over and over again in my head.
No, I have two.
Hey.
She puts her arms around him. Mean. He removes the arms.
It's my responsibility to know better. You were vulnerable. We drank way too much.
We were not that drunk.
I was. Okay. I know this is not what you want to hear, but it shouldn't have happened, okay? And it can't ever happen again.
She tilts her head and looks serious.
You're acting like I forced you into something. You came on to me too, remember? It's a two-way street, you know?
He pours a shake.
So I'm just supposed to pretend like this never happened.
He looks over at her.
Wow, you really have a way of making a girl feel special.
I knew this was a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
He finishes pouring his shake. She jumps down off the counter.
Look, we can talk about this another time. I need to get some work done. And I need you to leave. I'm sorry.
Rio!
He walks away carrying his drink.
This for my strong people that had it hard. This song is for you.
An aerial view of the football field.
I am strong, I am beautiful, and I am tough. I will fight,
the coach is giving instructions.
I will get through it all when life gets rough. I am blessed, I am powerful, I am enough. I am strong.
The young women line up to start a running race. Elysium stares straight ahead.
When life gets rough, I am she, I am her, I am the one. Come here, let me show you how to do this, hun. It's candy with a K and two Y's, not one. I'm doing everything that needed to be done. I'm a whole vibe.
She starts too early. The coach walks over to her.
Third time today? What is up?
Just a bad day, coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Your eyes are red?
Yeah, from crying.
Oh, you crying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty sad,
I'm
huh?
Fine, coach. Okay. I promise.
All right.
Coach walks past her, signals to the other girls. Chris runs over.
You better be careful. Coach has been on one since yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Mallory got cut. She was taking EPO to jump higher. So stupid. Hey, are you okay over there?
Yeah, sorry.
What did you do yesterday? You never called me back.
Nothing.
Don't give me that look. Hmm?
They sit down on a bench next to the field.
I'll tell you.
Hmm?
Ended up at Rio's last night.
And?
And it was perfect.
Oh, here we go.
It was so good. It was, like, great. It was emotional, and now he wants nothing to do with
surprise,
me.
Surprise, surprise.
Don't say that. You don't know him.
You boned the dude one time. Neither do you. And he's married
to the wrong person. You don't get it. We have so many parallels, right? So we both lost parents at the same age. We played the same sport at the same school.
You've had a really hard last few months. I understand why this guy might feel like your knight in shining armor,
but... literally my soulmate. Like, how else do you explain this?
I gotta warm up.
It wasn't a one-time thing, Chris. Okay.
Chris gets up.
Wow. I don't get it.
Women are running across the field. Elysium stands up, grabs her jacket. Back in the neighborhood, Rio is in a tool shed. He's fixing a shelf. He's looking for something.
Oh!
Elysium shows up and surprises him.
Watch out.
The tools fall.
What are you doing here?
You're welcome. I'm helping Tori with social media.
He fixes the shelf.
I brought you a study gift.
That is nice of you, but I'm just going to study on my own.
You didn't even look at what's inside. Look, I got your favorite tequila.
I appreciate the gesture, but I meant what I said the other day. This cannot happen again.
Look, I get it. You're married. It's not like I'll have a hard time getting laid elsewhere.
Would you please?
Tori walks outside.
Elysium, are you still here?
Yeah.
I'm making chicken parm for dinner if you want to stick around.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I didn't get enough for three, honey.
Baby, she's practically running the gym's social media for free. I think we can spare some pasta.
She can't. You got practice, right?
Right. Okay, well...
Tori nods.
Next time, then.
Next Don't forget time. That.
Thank you.
He picks up the bag.
I'll get in a few.
Okay, no worries. Got some food inside for you.
Great.
Rio walks towards the house.
You know, Tori, I forgot to tell you something about me and Rio.
Oh, yeah? What?
Rio watches them from behind. He looks concerned.
We both got A's on our practice tests.
Impressive, right? Very impressive. Nice work, you two.
Tori looks back at him and smiles.
Have a good practice.
Thank you. Enjoy dinner.
Thank you. And thanks for your help again.
Oh my god, anytime.
Elysium walks away. Tori looks back at Rio.
A on your practice test. So proud of you.
Uh-huh.
What's with the gift wrap?
Oh, Elysium,
She got me a book for class.
She gift-wrapped a book?
Yeah. I know, right?
He walks into the house, sets down the bag.
Oh, baby. I think someone has a little crush on you.
Oh, come on.
I mean, look, it's all right. I can't really blame her.
He looks through the bag and then stops.
I missed you, baby.
He tells her to come over. They kiss.
Love you.
They kiss again. She hugs him.
Hey, let a lesion down easy, okay? She's a good kid.
Exactly. A kid.
All the nations assembled last year for the first time at the Hague Peace.
In a classroom, Rio is listening.
Only 8%. And these
declare. Alicia sits down next to him. There's an aisle separating them.
Hi, Rio.
This isn't your class. What are you doing here?
Wow, stalk me much?
Are you following me?
It was just a schedule.
Why are you playing games with me?
Don't be mad that the universe keeps bringing us together.
There is no us! Alicia.
He closes his notes. He gets up, moves closer to her, sits down.
There is no us, Alicia. There never was. It was one night. It was a mistake. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're scared of how you felt with me.
Leave me alone, Alicia.
He stands up. He grabs his books.
Rio, where are you going?
He leaves the classroom.
Hey, you are all set for the 6 p.m. hit class.
Cool, thanks.
Legium's sitting at the counter at the gym. Rio walks in.
Hey, what's up, baby? For a good workout?
Later.
Elysium stands up at the desk.
Morning, Rio. Can I get you anything? Water? Shower towel?
What are you doing here?
I work here.
Since when?
Since today.
Tori walks over.
Farrah was late again this morning, so I had to let her go. Thank God Elysium was here and offered to fill in for her.
How convenient.
I know. Lifesaver, right? Works out with her school schedule. I'm just gonna have her take over.
Oh, babe, we just got the water delivery out back. Can you give me a hand?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Tori, I can help you with that. You just get settled, Rio.
Elysium and Tori walk out together. Rio sits down at the front desk. He's now boxing. He's punching wildly. He's boxing with Jake. Jake throws down his gloves.
Yo, what's up? Why you coming to me so hard? What's going on?
Rio backs up.
I f***ed up.
With what?
With Tori.
Why, man? Why, Rio? Seriously, you have this amazing life.
You think I already know that?
Then why would you do it again?
This is why I didn't want to tell you.
Look, let me be, bro. Listen, no. I can understand why you cheated on Mira, all right? You got married young, you weren't happy, didn't make it right. But with Tori...
It's complicated, Jake.
Things are as complicated as you want them to be. So, what? You just having a full-blown affair now?
No, it's not like
do
that.
Do I gotta go around Wait. Acting like I don't know this again?
Look, it's not like that.
Then
We've
what?
We've been arguing, she went out of town, man. I got too drunk, and it was one bad decision.
But did you end it? Did you
no.
end it?
That girl won't take no for an answer.
You need to be more clear then. Figure this shit out. Oh, God. You better find a way, Rio.
Rio sits down in the corner. Jake shakes his head. Rio looks down. Alicia is putting on her running shoes. She's sitting by a locker.
Wow, fancy seeing you here.
Morning.
Rio walks up.
You joining the girls' track team now, too?
I wanted to talk to you in private. I can't have you working at the gym. It's not appropriate.
Neither is being in the girls' locker room. We should talk to your wife about that.
This is for you.
What's this?
About 6 months' pay if you kept working at the gym.
I didn't know we were at the point of needing hush money.
It's not like that.
I'm not a charity case. I don't need your money. Or should I say Tori's money?
She gives him back the envelope.
You can't just make me disappear because I'm not convenient for you anymore.
Elysium, please, just...
She closes the locker.
I was here first. I'm not going anywhere.
She walks out. He's holding the envelope. He leans against the lockers. He rubs his face. Elysium's at her house on the back porch looking outside. Aunt Kendra comes around the corner and looks at her.
Hey, I'm gonna go down to the water and get some sun. You wanna join?
I wish I could, but I'm studying.
Kendra looks down at the school books.
You sure?
She looks down at the notes.
A little ocean water would be good for your brain.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. Don't study too hard.
I won't.
Kendra goes inside.
Hello?
Elysium opens the front door of Rio and Tori's house. She goes inside. She steps forward and looks around. She goes into the living room. She picks up a photograph. She throws it on the ground. She walks around a corner. She goes upstairs. She goes into a bedroom. She takes off her backpack and unzips it. She takes out a pair of panties. She hides them under the side of the bed. She takes out some perfume and squirts it on the edge of the bed. She sits down on the bed. She lies down on it. She walks out of the bedroom. Back on campus. Elysium's looking out a window. She's watching Rio. She steps away from the window. She stares at Rio. He's sitting next to a young lady. They're in the library laughing. Elysium keeps staring. Looks over. He smiles. She stares. She sees Rio and the young girl laughing and smiling. She envisions them looking into one another's eyes. She's jogging through the library, keeping an eye out for Rio. She runs into Rio.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh. Hi.
I made you a study guide.
Oh, I actually transferred classes, so I don't need it anymore, but thanks.
Rio steps just past Elysium with the young blonde girl.
What were you saying?
Elysium's walking outside. She's in the parking lot. She opens the back hatch of a vehicle. She puts her backpack in the back, takes out her running shoes. She looks around. She takes her cleats and rubs them against a car. She scratches the side of the car, bangs the cleats against the front of the vehicle, scratches the top. She runs back to her vehicle, puts the cleats away. She looks around. She grabs a tire iron, smashes a rear view mirror and a window. She hits the windshield. She crushes another rear view mirror. She puts dents in the side of the car. She bangs the hood. She keeps hitting it. She looks panicked. She runs back to her car, puts away the tire iron, and closes the hatch. Rio comes out and sees his car. He walks around to the passenger side. He sees the broken windshield.
Oh my God.
He walks around the car.
Elysium! I want to talk to you!
He walks up to the front of Elysium's house and bangs on the door. Kendra comes to the door.
Oh, how can I help you?
Elysium vandalized my car.
Vandalized your car? That's quite an accusation.
No, it was her.
Why would she ever do something like that to you?
Because she's angry with me, that's why.
Did you do something to upset her?
What has she told you?
Nothing yet.
Kendra steps outside.
You know what? It doesn't matter. She destroyed my property, period. She crossed the line.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should move this conversation over to talk to your wife. No?
Rio walks away. Elysium is sitting down. Kendra walks up behind her.
Do you have anything you need to talk to me about?
No.
Elysium sitting on her bed. Kendra walks around and sits down next to her.
You can tell me anything, you know that, right?
Yeah.
When did it happen, Alicia?
Like a week ago.
How many times?
Once.
Well, with the right person, I guess once is enough to drive you nuts. Hmm? Did you do something to his car?
She shakes her head.
Oh, you must have done a number. He was mad.
I don't know. I just blacked out. I was so angry.
You have a lot to be angry about these days. I don't want to push too hard, but I think talking to somebody...
This has nothing to do with that.
I know you say that. Honey, people deal with trauma in all sorts of ways. But messing with people's marriages... Mm-mm. It's messy. Just give it some space.
Kendra grabs Elysium's face.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Kendra stands up. She walks out of the room.
We want insurance to pay.
Tori and Rio walk through a door into a restaurant.
Who the vandal is? It could be any one of those kids on the campus. Hi.
Hi.
Table for four.
Thank you. Did you have them check the security cameras at least?
Yes, but it's hours of footage, Tori. It's not going to happen overnight. Right,
thank you. This looks great.
Thank you.
The maitre d' leads them to a table.
It's their job to find the culprit.
Can we please... have this argument later.
doesn't have to be an argument.
Tori sits down. Rio pushes her chair in, takes off his jacket. He puts his jacket on the back of his chair and sits down.
Oh, this looks good. Please don't pout. You look like a 5-year-old.
He leans back and looks at the menu.
I'm not pouting.
Can we please have a pleasant evening?
Look, I would if it was just us. I'm sick and tired of going on double dates with Jake, and one of your friends that I don't even know.
No, but you know this one.
Jake walks in.
Just try to relax. We'll get the car room sorted. This will be fun. I promise. Oh, there's Jake.
Jake smiles.
Hi, Jake.
He walks over and sits down.
So how was the movie?
The movie was okay, but the company was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like her?
You did your thing with this one.
Thank you.
I'll give you props.
I knew it was going to be a good one for you.
Rio looks around.
Man.
He sees Alicia walk into the room.
Hooked him up with the Elysium?
No, I hooked him up with her evil twin from Nebraska.
Why ever would you do that?
They're both nice and single. What's the problem? Hi, girl!
Elysium sits down across from Rio.
Thank you. Something new. Nice.
So how are you two lovebirds?
Well, you know, Rio's been better. Someone from the school vandalized his car.
Oh, no. Can you believe that? That's awful.
Right? People are crazy these days.
Rio looks at Alicia.
Jake, I'm gonna go to the restroom. You wanna go with me?
What you want me to do? Take it out and hold it?
What's going on with you, baby?
You wanna split that steak a lot?
Rio takes out his phone.
Please don't. Unless it's on her, it can wait.
Oh no. Looks like Rio's about to get a timeout.
Girl.
I'll be right back.
Rio stands up. He looks back at the table and walks away.
I think it was a roast.
Thought it was a cooked shrimp.
Elysium walks upstairs. Jake follows her.
Wow. I wasn't expecting this.
What'd you expect?
I don't know. A headpiece. You have a lot of plants.
Plant daddy.
He lights a candle.
Wow, you are huge.
She looks around.
We two have always been close.
He pours wine.
Growing up, Rio and I competed against everything.
But she pulls her phone out of her purse.
I was, so I stayed in the gym.
She puts it back in.
But I'll tell you what, though. I do miss those abs.
Looks like you still have abs.
Oh, yeah?
He holds up two glasses of wine.
Wine?
Oh, can I get you something else? Okay.
She puts her arms around him. They kiss.
Whoa. Easy.
What, is this too much for you?
No, it's great.
He reaches into his pocket.
It's Rio. This is the third time he called since we left the restaurant.
Oh.
Elysium sits down on the couch.
Whatever drama him and Tori got can wait till tomorrow.
Drama? What's going on with them?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
She does treat him like a child. I mean, the way she told him to put his phone away today at dinner. He must feel so trapped. I would. I'm sorry. I'm killing the mood.
Yeah, I would though.
She climbs over on Jake and starts kissing him.
Look. I don't want to move too fast, all right?
Do you not want this?
Of course I do. Look at you.
So what's the issue?
She starts kissing him again. He rubs her body. They keep kissing. She smiles. He kisses her neck.
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
Huh?
Did
Did you just call me Rio?
No, I didn't.
No, I think you did. You just called me Rio.
Why would I do that? And if I did, it was an accident. We were just talking about him. Relax.
Hold on. You're thinking about my brother while your tongue is in my mouth.
I'm not thinking about him. I don't care about him. He's an...
Oh, my God.
What?
It's you.
What's me?
You're the girl.
What are you talking about?
I think you gotta go.
What?
Yeah. Please. Get your bag. You gotta go.
Okay, well, you don't even know the
full story.
I know
enough to be sure that you need to go. Get out.
Please, like I wanted to be here in the first place.
Get out.
She grabs her purse. At the boxing gym.
She called me by your name, Rio. That girl got issues. I told you. She won't take no for an answer. Everywhere I turn, she's there. At school, the gym, my house, my nightmares. Maybe you should get a restraining order.
Nah, man. Every time I try to set a boundary, somehow it gets worse. She's trying to lay low. If you don't feed the fire, eventually dies, right?
I don't know. But something about the look in her eye the other night, there's something definitely wrong with that girl. Bro, you need to be careful.
Hey, Rio, I need you up front. I have Michael on the phone about that kettlebell back order.
All right, I got
Tori
you.
Walks in.
Look, I'm sorry to get you involved. All right, I love you, and I'll see you later.
The brothers shake hands. Rio walks away. Jake stands up. An aerial view of the neighborhood. Tori moves a box. She straightens a picture on the wall.
So beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Rio comes around the corner. Tori walks over to him.
Hey, what do you say we take a vacation, huh? Get out of here for a long weekend.
And who's going to run the gym while we're on this little vacation?
Minor details, baby. Minor details.
They hug. He kisses her neck.
Something at the front door? You heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Tori walks to the front door.
You having company come over?
I don't think so.
Oh, hey, Mira.
This wasn't what we agreed to.
Mira walks in.
Is everything okay?
I'm here to pick up Gunner.
I thought you were picking him up from school.
Yeah, I thought so too, but he wasn't there, so I figured you picked him up. Wait, are you telling me he's not here either?
I haven't seen him since I dropped him off this morning.
So where is he?
I don't know, Mira.
What do you mean? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hang on, let's not panic.
Tori touches her shoulder.
You gotta ride with Harper's mom.
Look, he's probably out back. We didn't realize. You know he's sold out the football.
Mira runs off.
I don't think he's back.
I don't know
here,
what's
baby.
Going on. I'm gonna go check outside. Go upstairs.
Gunner?
Tori goes upstairs. Mira runs outside.
Gunner, are you up here? Come on out, sweet.
Rio's driving his car.
Baby! Gunner, where are you? Not funny, Gunner!
Mira's outside. Tori stops and smells the bedclothes.
I don't see him up here! Gunner!
Gunner!
The three of them are sitting in the living room. Mira is pacing around. They sit, they pace, they wait.
The Ferris wheel was so cool. It was like 1,000 feet.
Elysium walks into the house with Gunner.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Mom. We went to the beach and rode the Ferris wheel twice.
Elysium, what the hell is going on?
We called the police. We didn't know where he was.
Wait, I was just doing what I was told. Rio asked me to pick Gunner.
No,
Yes, you did. You called me the other night and you asked if I had practice because you needed someone to pick Gunner up from school.
This is...
I have it in the call log.
Leisham holds up the phone.
Why would I do that unless I wasn't asked?
Tori looks at it.
Rio?
We got drunk. I must have forgot.
You what? Am I in trouble?
No, baby, you're not. This was a grown-up mistake. I'm just so glad you're okay. Now go grab your stuff, okay?
Gunner walks away.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cause all this trouble.
Oh, no, obviously this was the miscommunication of someone that should have known better.
Mira, not...
No, please. I don't have the energy to argue with you right now, Rio. This isn't over.
Please call the station and tell them.
Mira walks away.
I'm sorry about all of this.
You know, it's been a really eventful night for all
Bye.
Of us.
Gunnar runs in.
Bye, thanks for the candy, Elysium.
He hugs Elysium.
Cannot believe I want.
He runs back away.
Why don't you head home? I'll see you at the gym.
Elysium goes to the front door and walks out.
Bye.
Tori closes the door.
Can't believe I'm doing this for you, Rio.
Jake goes to the refrigerator.
So where'd you get it from?
One of my buddies from back.
He pulls out a small vial with a needle.
So how long do you think it's going to take to show up in her system?
A few hours after it hits her bloodstream.
And it's not going to mess with her or anything?
No, I asked for the lowest traceable dose possible. I don't know, just put like a little bit in her water bottle or something.
All right.
Oh, man, you don't think there's another route to go about this?
She took my son, Jake. Who knows what she'll do next? I got to get out of that school.
Getting her kicked out of Chameleon ain't going to change the fact that she still lives next door.
Bro, it's one step at a time at this point. That's your nephew.
Rio walks away. Back on campus, the coach is in her office. Elysium walks in.
You wanted to see me?
Hey, yeah, have a seat.
Coach leans back. Elysium sits down. Coach walks over with a folder. She looks serious. She hands the folder to Elysium, who opens it.
This is a mistake.
Tests were run twice.
Okay, tell them to run it again because this is obviously a mistake. I don't take drugs.
I want to believe you, but the tests don't lie.
Why would I ever do anything to jeopardize my scholarship? Somebody set me up.
Who would do that? One of your teammates? Why? There's no competition. You're the only high jumper I've got. Well, did have.
Coach, you can't kick me off the team. I've worked
what
so hard.
What choice do I have?
Why would I do anything to jeopardize
I don't
this?
Know. You tell me.
You can't just kick me off the team like that.
You're dismissed.
We're not even going to talk about it?
I said you're dismissed.
The coach stands up.
I'm sorry.
Elysium runs out of the office. Rio walks out of the boxing gym. He closes and locks the door. Elysium is waiting for him.
So how'd you do it?
I have no
idea
what you're talking
about. I got kicked off the team, Rio.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Why would you do that to me?
Why would you do that to me? It's not enough that you and you pretend I don't even exist.
Because you left me no choice, that's why.
So you did do it.
Would you please get out of the way?
No, you're trying to get rid of me? Well, you're going to have to try a lot harder than that. Because that test revealed something else that you should probably know.
Tell Gunnar he's going to be a big brother.
She walks away. Rio closes the gate. Jake's hitting a punching bag.
You think she's telling the truth?
Hell no. But it don't matter, man. If Tori finds out, I'll lose everything.
They're at the gym.
Maybe it's just her last, like...
So what am I supposed to do? Just wait 9 months and see if it's true.
Rio's hitting a punching bag.
I know women athletic affairs are true.
Jake's holding it.
Might take some maneuvering, but maybe I can get my hands on her lab report. At least then you'll know she's lying.
Make sure she'll give it to you.
I might have to break my one-day rule, but maybe. It's worth a shot.
She's pregnant, bro.
Man, I hate to see you go through this, bro. Promise me you'll never do anything like this again.
I won't.
Tori is watching them. Elysium pushes the code for the front door at Rio's house and walks in. She walks out to the backyard in the pool area. She takes off her backpack. She looks inside the shed. She grabs a shovel. She leans it up against a tank inside and then closes the door. She picks up her backpack and walks away. Alicia walks through Rio's house.
What are you doing here?
Jake walks in.
I was just talking to Rio about some stuff, and I'm done now.
No, is there anything you want to get off your chest, Alicia?
What? I don't have time for this.
No, I think you should make time.
What is that?
It's a copy of your lab report from Tramiel.
Why do you have that? That's my personal health information.
I know you ain't pregnant, Alicia. It will show up on your tox report. All of this, is over. I'm tired of you f***ing with my brother.
Where are you going?
Yo, Rio. Rio.
They walk outside.
Where are you going?
He needs to know.
They go to the shed.
He's not even home. I lied.
So all you do is lie. Move.
He pulls the door open. No. The shelf collapses on him.
Jake. No. Not you. Why didn't you listen?
The booby trap she set up has fallen on him.
I'm sorry.
His face is bleeding. Nighttime approaches outside in the neighborhood. Tori is inside. She's in the kitchen.
Gunner, 5 more minutes, then it's shower time.
Rio's sitting at the kitchen counter.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You've been so preoccupied lately.
I'm fine. I got a test this week and I don't feel prepared.
You sure there's nothing else?
Yeah. I love you.
Big kiss.
I love you too.
She goes back to the sink. She looks out the window.
What is it?
Nothing, I'll get it.
She turns off the water.
You left the shed open.
She walks outside. She sees Jake.
Rio! Oh, God! Rio! Rio, come quick! Okay, I'll look over here for you, Gunner.
Gunner wakes up.
No monsters under the bed.
Rio checks the closet.
No monsters in the closet?
Nothing over here.
They look around Gunner's bedroom.
No monsters under the bed either.
Will you check your room too?
Of course I will.
Tori kisses Gunner's head.
Get some good rest, okay?
All right.
Rio sits on the bed.
It's bedtime.
What happened to Uncle Jake, Dad?
Uncle Jake was in a very bad accident.
Is he gonna be okay?
How about we just send him happy thoughts? Okay?
Okay.
I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Rio hugs Gunner.
Nothing on the stairs.
Tori goes into her bedroom. She reaches around the bed.
Yep. All clear, Gunner.
She looks down. She finds the pair of red panties. She stumbles out of the room. Rio tucks in Gunner.
You want the light off?
Yes, please.
Tori walks out of her bedroom. Rio looks back at Gunner and turns off the light. He goes downstairs. Tori's at the kitchen counter drinking wine. She accidentally knocks the wine bottle onto the floor and it breaks. She starts to pick up the pieces.
Finally fell asleep.
Hey, what happened? Are you okay?
Oh, I look okay, Rio.
Baby, what is that?
It's a little bit late to play dumb.
I don't know where you got those from.
Please don't make this any harder than it already is.
I don't know.
I found them underneath our bed, which has smelled like some cheap-ass perfume for the last week, a fact that I tried desperately to ignore until I found these.
Baby, I don't know where those came.
Stop lying to me, Rio! Just stop it! Stop! No, shut up! Shut up! Since the day I met you, everyone told me if someone's willing to cheat for you, then they're probably willing to cheat on you, but I just couldn't hear it, and you know what? I defended you!
Baby, it was Alicia.
Alicia?
I know she did.
Are you serious, Rachel?
It was one time. It wasn't an affair.
One time?
It wasn't an affair.
Is that supposed to make it better for me, Rio? I've been paying your way through school. I've been helping you raise your child. Your child, not mine. And you're just chasing some college girl around the neighborhood.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
Listen to me.
Just don't touch me, please.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'll make it really, really easy for you, okay? I'm gonna leave for Gunnar's sake.
Please,
yes,
please.
Because he doesn't need to know what a lying piece of his father is.
You don't mean that.
I do. Yes. I don't want you to find someplace else to live because I can't do this. I can't do this. That child deserves better, Rio. That little boy deserves better. I deserve better. I deserve better than you. I deserve better. I deserve better.
Baby.
Tori goes upstairs. Rio sits down at the kitchen table, shakes his head, puts his head in his hands. Elysium's looking out the window from her house. It's dark outside. A door handle turns. A hand lifts open the lamp and grabs the key to the lockbox. The lockbox is open and the gun is missing. Alicia walks through a door. She's carrying the gun. Gunnar is sleeping face down. Alicia kisses Gunnar on the cheek. She walks into the adult's bedroom. She holds up the gun. Rio wakes up. He lies back down. He covers his face with his hand. A figure goes past the bed.
Daddy made them pancakes this morning.
Rio dances around.
You want some pancakes?
Huh? Gunner's sitting at the
love
counter.
Pancakes.
Yes. We'll have a good day. We'll go to the park and play some ball.
All right, all right. You know, we're gonna shoot some hoops. Daddy gonna show you how you do it.
I'll get it.
All right.
Gunner gets up, runs to the front door. He opens it.
Hi. You must be Gunner.
Dad, is your daddy home?
Hi, can I help you?
Mr. Logan, do you usually allow your child to answer the door to strangers alone?
Excuse me? Who are you?
I am Sherry Wilson. This is Sarah Stanley, Child Protective Services. We received a call of a possible threat.
My son is fine. Who made this call?
Did I do something wrong?
It's anonymous. We were notified of a dangerous element in your son's bedroom.
May we have a look?
Sure. Look, go play your video game. Let me take them upstairs.
Yeah, why don't you get it for me? Can you show me how to play it?
Okay. Can you tell me what you're looking for?
The woman goes upstairs. She goes into Gunner's bedroom. She lifts a pillow, looks around the bed. She pulls out a box under the bed, pulls out a gun.
I found it! Is this your weapon, Mr. Logan?
Yes, but it is always locked up.
Well, it's not, is it? How often do you allow him to play with this?
Never! Under any circumstance, and he knows that.
Well, it looks like we have a problem, Mr. Logan. Sarah, make that call.
Elysium's leaning against the doorway.
It's my mom's. I can't even think about how good I've had it.
She's listening.
I swear I didn't put it in my room.
Okay, baby. Then how did it get in there, baby?
Mira sits down talking to Gunner.
Great. First our son plays with guts, and now he's lying about it.
He's not lying. I think it was Alicia.
What? I said it was Alicia.
Who is Alicia?
That's the girl who babysits Connor.
The social services woman is taking notes.
I really don't even know who you are anymore.
I'm telling the truth.
You're not.
You listen to me? Mira, would you listen to anybody? Listen to me!
There will be a mediation to discuss our findings. In the meantime, Gunner will need to live with his mother until the situation is rectified. Mr. Logan, you are to have no contact with your son
until this case is resolved. No, you cannot do that to me.
I can and I have.
Let's go home, baby.
Dad.
Gunner runs over and hugs Rio.
I should have never shown the gun to anybody.
Who did you show it to? Was it Alicia?
Let him go, Rio. I said let him go, Rio.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Everything's gonna be okay, I promise. Hey. I promise.
Okay, let him go.
Rio sits down. He shakes his head and stares straight ahead. He's staring straight ahead again, this time alone. His phone rings. He answers.
Hello? No. No. Please, that's my brother. You told me he was going to be okay.
Rio starts to cry. He puts his head in his hands. He gets up.
Hey, it's me. I'm coming by the house. I'm gonna grab some stuff. Just give me a call back when you get this. Bye.
Rio's walking outside. He goes to the shed. He grabs a gun. He looks at the paper that was left behind. It's Elysium's test results. He runs into the house. He points the gun at Elysium.
What are you doing? You're scaring me.
I'm scaring you? Good.
Why are you doing
it? Stop asking questions.
Rio?
Tori walks into her house.
Rio?
Stop asking questions. Right now.
Tori hears the noise and runs away.
You ruined my life.
I'll do whatever it is.
We're not playing by your stupid rules anymore. Do you understand me?
I'm in charge now.
Rio!
Tori runs in.
Rio, honey, put the gun down.
Not until she admits what she's done. I want you to tell my wife all the lies. Tell her!
It's my fault, Tori. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Rio, you don't want to do this.
Let me stay out of this.
Rio, you're not thinking clearly.
I want you to tell her that I tried to end it.
Tell her you came on to me. Tell her you caused all of this. Tell her.
I'm sorry, Tori. He's right.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's my fault.
Okay.
I know what happened now. I know what happened.
Please, just put the gun down.
She killed Jake.
I'm sorry, Rio.
No!
Rio?
No!
Rio!
She killed my brother!
No, I know. I'm sorry. Please.
Okay. He starts to cry. Tori rubs his face,
okay.
Grabs his neck.
I don't have nothing to live for.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have so much to
live for. I don't care no more, baby. I don't care. I'm fine.
Honey, put the gun down, Rio.
She rubs his arm.
I'm sorry, Rio. If you had just left me, none of this would have happened.
I don't care.
Run, run!
Now.
No! No!
Leisham runs out the front door.
No!
Rio runs after her.
Stop.
Tori runs after him. Kendra is driving down the street. The three of them run out across the street. Kendra's driving. She sees Rio. Tori runs into the street. Kendra tries to stop. She hits Tori. Tori goes flying and lands on the pavement. Rio comes running back.
Baby, no!
He runs to Tori, lifts up her body. He looks at her.
Oh,
Kendra gets out of the car.
The police! Somebody! Ah, baby. Please help! Somebody help us!
Call the police!
Kendra goes back to the car. Elysium is watching. She backs up. Kendra gets on the phone.
Wake up, please.
Rio looks down at Tori. She's unconscious.
No.
Kendra leans against the front of the car. Fast forward. Rio is wearing a jail outfit. He's raking a lawn. A guard comes up and hands him a sheet of paper. It's an envelope. He pulls out a note.
Dear Rio.
He reads it. Elysium walks down a hallway. She has her backpack. She's in the mausoleum. She sets a flower next to her dad's vault. She sits down on the floor with her backpack, stares at the vault.
Hi, Dad. No butter jelly, no crust. I messed up. I did some really bad things. I just miss you. Sorry.
She takes a bite of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She chews and looks up. credits. Copyright 2023, Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.